You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In Yonei Sukkah. Since Yeshiva is learning Sukkah, I figured this way. Also, we'll do it in Sukkah. So let's start over here. Right, we know that the Gemara above Basa goes, Hid the Mitzvah at Shlish. That's basically the end of the Gemara. Amar Bzeira, Hid the Mitzvah at Shlish. That when it comes to Hid the Mitzvah, it has to be till a third. So Machlek Rishayim. Most Rishayim hold like Rashi. We're going to focus on Taisa today, which the Mechaber brings, we'll see. Hid the Mitzvah Shlish. Shemoitza Beis Sifrei Torah. Let's say a person finds two Sifrei Torahs. Liknais. Right? Ve'echad Hadu Mechaber. One is nicer. Yosef Shlish Adam and Ve'yikach Esahad. He should take the nicer one. In other words, he was planning to spend $30,000, let's say, on a Sefer Torah, I guess, nowadays. More, I don't know, let's say. And the other one is nicer. So, at Shlish. The Gemara is going to have a Shah. Shlish means a third or a half. The Gavul and Bar. So, whatever it is, let's say, you know, up to $40,000. The sign is Zekhe Maveh, it's not for the mitzvah, a Selecha Sefer Torah, no. Lulav na, talis na, tzitzis na. That's a, then you know, Zer Kehli van Veil. Right, so Taisa seems to argue on it. Shem said that the reason is because you'll always find the nicer one. Like, what's the Shaila? I mean, every time you have a set amount, you're going to bless it. So, of course, you're going to get a nice one. Right, what's the Shaila? So Taisa learns are different. That's what we're going to focus on today. But you have to know what it means exactly. But let's first see what Taisa says. Pirish. She'im matzah esrog ke'egoiz. He found a esrog the size of an egoiz. She'shiru chachamim. Ve'echa gadol memena shlish yiknehu. He should try to buy a third bit. No, it's really basically saying is, don't be samech an egoiz. Buy something a third bigger than that. Okay? That's what Taisa says. So Mishnah Berurah explains. We're just going to skip ahead to Mishnah Berurah just to... Kedei lahasber tamash eight of tamashin shnei deis aktem hadisa b'gemar hid the mitzvah shlish pirshu b'shem rabbeinu tam. That's what we just did to Taisus. She'enu atzol mashiach tofana shnei esrog shnei sifrei Torah echad hada yesu chaver shitzach machmas mitzvah sidur loisuf al shlish mekach dem kanari loylam yimtzah na v'na v'ein sifrei davar. Always find the nice one, a nice one. Right, he'll buy the one for 40,000. So I said, well, you could get another nicer one for 50,000, nicer one for 60,000. Why he says beitza, we'll see in a minute. The shear might go down, which is, means it's pretty limited to things that shrink. It's not, the Sefer Torah is not going to shrink. Mishmur even quotes about a shofar, right? So a shofar is not going to shrink, they don't shrink. So it's a shver Mishmur, it's based on a chayodim. Others seem to learn the bigger it is, the nicer it is. It's an, right? You see today's boys, I don't know where they get it from, but all their tzitzis go down to come out the floor. I have no idea where they get it. I buy tzitzis, I never saw such tzitzis. They must have some specialty place that does this, and a kaponim. So there's an Indian type of bigger, but we'll just focus what it says in Tosis, that if you have a shir mitzumtzum, buy a bigger one at shlish. Okay, that's what it says over here. Now, why you notice the change? Tosis says matzah esrog ke'egoiz. Okay, so let's first see number five, which is the Mishnah itself. It's machlokes in the Mishnah. Shear, what's the shear of an esrog? Right, we know lulav has to be four tefachim, a ravus adasim have to be three tefachim. What's the shear of esrog? What's the shear esrog cotton? Or may I make egoiz? Or may I make beitza? Machlokes. Right. So the beitzais of a stack of bar. That's why the Tosis, when he used the example, egoiz? If lemaisa, who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see that the shear is kebeitza, and yet the Taisa says egoiz. Why did he say egoiz? So in number six, the Beis Yosef is aimed on this, and he says kedarko. The Beis Yosef usually quotes Rosh rather than Taisa, because the Rosh is more negel lahalacha. Rosh Negev Legacha. So the Rosh happens to say the same thing as Taisis. So he means Taisis. Nokat HaRosh, in Matzah Esek Shu Roy Latzes Bo Shu Ke'egos. Why did the Rosh, meaning the Taisis, hop onto Egos? He should have said Beitzah, that's what he says. L'dugma Ba'alma Nokta, Elibdar Meya, Kotar Meya, that would be the din. Uminei Nishran, we'll hear from that. L'abiyu the Kebeitzah, She'im Kona Esek Kebeitzah, Moisef Shlish Liknes Yafim Mena, Kivin Al-Nachasach Lipsek Din Shir Esek HaKosh Aloy Dak. Since the Rosh, the Taisis, we're not interested in telling you the halacha what the shear is. They just started from the bottom. If you bought a esrog, which is an egois, right? So if you see esrog, got a one that's a little bigger, a third bigger, right? So egois is an example, of course, according to Buda. It means starting from a base and go up. Okay, that's the base Yosef. In number seven, the base of Yosef a little later goes, let's skip the eight for a second. Taka, so because of what he said over here in Shulchan Aruch, which is Negel Halacha, Taka brings the Halacha different than the Taisis and Rosh. Look at number eight, Shulchan Aruch. Im kana esrog shiroi lotzes ba betzimtzim. Kagoin shu kebeitzim betzimtzim. So he bought an esrog, the person bought an esrog, and he measures it. It's exactly, I see it's a small esrog, and it's exactly like an egg. By the way, it's a big shayla, but Pashtus, it's the Mishnah Berurah himself brings a Bikur Yankiv, some sefer. Both talk about Machme, which was Mekel. We know that we're Machme and Shirei Deraisa, that the eggs nowadays are smaller than the old eggs. The olives are smaller than the old, and therefore we do two eggs. We do two because wherever it is Shirim, that Slach's famous Chumra is, Rabbi Yitzchak Achanan brings in that he saw Tshuvas Ga'onim, that says that the reason Chazal picked on olives and eggs. It's because wherever you go, you could go to, you know, any country and you go, you'll find it. So he says, if I would have seen this Tshuvas Ga'onim in my young age, I would have made a big ruckus against the Tzlach. Well, that's a Tzlach, the Mchazenish is Machma. We do, I mean, if you ever eat matzah, which we all do, it's not the olive's worth, right? The olive is pretty small, right? But a Kopanu, they say, everything got bigger. So he says, though, I think the Chassam Seifit is, that being that Esrik is not totally in the sheer beitza per se, but we'll see. It's just the raya that it's a ripe fruit. Since it changed nowadays, it's just what's the ripe fruit of nowadays, not the, which means is if it's the beya, a small beya, then that's what it is now. We'll see this later. But anyway, look at the way the beit sister Taka brings. Im kana esrog shiroi latzes ba betzimtzim. So again, he paskins like in one sheet like Taisis, and he brings it according to the way it says in the Beis Yosef, which even though Taisis said egos, even though the Rosh said egos, they really mean a kebeitz al halacha. Oh, in number seven, I mean the same Beis Yosef a little later, when he says this, v'loy kemoy shekasav Marie Koilon, the Marik, as we know. De la Roche, im kona esu kebeitza, ain't sochleisef. He says, Taisa says only in egois. But if you bought one that's kebeitza, then you don't have to add. Afilo abuda, vein dvarv nochem klau. Dim ket novel la rosh of farsha, de the mitzvah, kim do abuda, kaim la kavase, lo shaykh la hisa mishum hida. Why a quant abuda or klau? What does it mean, first of all? Why should it change according to Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi, you have to add, and according to Rabbi Yosi, you have the same chash. It might trick. So we're going to, the shir today is to answer the Marik, which is Pashim Shat in the words of Taisis, because Taisis does say Egos, he doesn't say Beis Yosef. But of course, Halacha L'maisa, we're wrong, because Beis Yosef passes not that way, because then we go with the Beis Yosef. Gemara says, like the Gemara goes, it's in the middle of a Shakataya. The Gemara is a whole Shaila, if you could take an Esrig, a chaser last days. Let's just explain for a second. In other words, the din is we take esrog 7 days. I, the Torah says, v'lakachtem lachem b'yoyim arishin. The end of the pasuk says, v'samachtem lifnei Hashem alakechem shivas yama, which means in the mikdash or the Rambam Shita, anybody remember, Yushalayim, it's all 7 days. There are shitas that even nowadays could be derisive. So those of us that go to Eretz Yisrael, many hold, and if you look in the Luach Eretz Yisrael from Rabbi Chil Michel to Kaczynski, It says a mahadrin holchim lakoisel every day to be yotze mitzvahs. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, no, Rav Yashiv used to do that. He used to go every day to the koisel, be yotze mitzvahs. Big machoikis. If it was a big machoikis in the late 1800s, if you have to be machmir. But they say that one time when Rebchil Michal Tukachinsky, you know, wrote that, so somebody came to the Tzitz HaKoydish of Heshmech Shpir, was a Meirdik Tzadik, a Goyen, and it was Meirdik Tzadik, and besides being Goyen, they came over to him, and they said they want to be machmir. He was against it. He held that the Pshat and the Rambam is Yushalayim when there's a base of Mikdash. There's no base of Mikdash. It doesn't have the same Kedush Yushalayim. You're not mechuyev to take there's no din of Dal Minim the Raisa. So he told him he wants to be machmir, to be like that Shitas of the Bekur Yankiv that even nowadays is a mitzvah deraisa. So Tzitzak Koydish said, who said you're Dal Minim Akasha? He's already taken back. He said, what do you mean? He says, the first day you have no choice, you got to take it. Last days, you know, if you're doing outside Yerushalayim, let's say, so it's a Dorbanan, you could be Mekel. But if you're being Machmir, how are you being Machmir? You're putting yourself in a situation where you want to be Makam Deraisa, you go to Yerushalayim. If you're Dal Minim Apostle, then you're being Mezalzel in the Deraisa. Because you're going, putting it, the first day, you have no choice. The chiv's on you, no matter where you are, in Timbuktu. But the second day, to make yourself the right to go to Yerushalayim and maybe take a little parcel, better stick at home in Tel Aviv and don't do it. So like this. So we take, why do we take 7 days? Zeichel Mikdash. So we take Zeichel Mikdash, the Dorbanan. So the Pashtus, most we should learn, now the Shaila is, can you be Mekel the second day, second days, what we call the second days, right? Which could include the second day Yom Tov. They didn't give it a Chumer D'Raisa, but for sure Chol HaMoed, that you don't need an Esrig that has all the qualifications of the first day. One of them is Esrig HaChoser. Machoikis Rishayim, why? Most Rishayim hold, Rashi Taisus, is because what's the reason Esrig HaChoser is possible the first day? Because it says Lakachtem, said Lakachto, Lakicha Tama. It has to be whole. It's not whole. But they'll make all the second days. You don't need Lakicha Tama. Maze Tam Shia. Or some Yishem hold is, it's not Mahuda. It's, you know, a nice crystal with chipped is not so nice, right? But it's still nice because it's give a little bang and it ding dong, right? So it's a raya, it's crystal, it's still nice. Copy that, you make. But whatever it is, where's the raya? So Gemara says, Rab Chanina matbil bavanofik. He used to take his esrog, dip it in to take a bite, v'nofik, and he was yoitza. Ah, you'll ask me, you're not allowed to eat before davening. You're not allowed to eat before you take a little.
The next day.
Exactly. And we show him say, he took it for the next day. He used to bite on Monday and take on Tuesday, okay? Why did it? That's a different thing. The Shla has all about it. Big things, but that's what he did. In fact, the Gemara, Rab Chanina Kasha Masisa, and it says in the Mishnah, Chasa Bishma Masisa, Rab Chanina Lo Kasha Kam B'Yom Tavish Kam B'Yom Tshayni. Rav holds that if it has a hole, it's Mos. So Rab Chanina holds the Yoytz, okay? Yoytz with an Esrog Chasa the last days. So all the Rishonim ask, Tema, the din is Esrog is Muktzah, the Mitzvasa. You're not allowed to take an Esrog and play with it. Even the day, the Gemara says, the last day, you can't just take it and all of a sudden throw it on the Aron Kodesh or whatever, you know, just play around with it. It's muksed. So he says, so the matva bereisha, the nafik bereisha, command the lakayrechon mishlokesh, that it's muksed. Machleks of yechon mishlokesh is even if it's muksed the eighth day, because since it was muksed beinashmos. Yesh loima, kivin the la'ochalei kula, he didn't eat the whole thing. Meshaya bakashir, the matzi nafik bereisha, you know, it's like this. Gemara says, let's just, if a person goes ahead, sets aside seven esregim for 7 days, which is why seven, you only take it 6 times, okay, that's a different shmuz. But so then you could use it. Why? Because you only meant it for that specific day's mitzvah. So he had in mind this amount for day one, this amount for day two, and every day he took a bite. Okay. Mishai bekashir, the matzah nafak bay, shari, afilo biyachim. Afogav the Meman of Shach Nesav Kula B'Yam Rishon the Chos Kol Shu Pasul Dilma Reb Chanina Hifish Kula L'Yam Rishon Miktsas L'Shar Yamin like you find over there. That's what he said. But Taisa's Lashon is he ate from it, but he left of it Kashir. Okay, in other words, he would make sure he didn't just bite the Esrog and become a small esrog. It was a big esrog. It took a bite and was still the right shear. That's what Tosfos says. Same thing the Rosh. Itmar. Esrog achbarim. Esrog shenakvu achbarim. Amar Rav ein zahad. V'lohi. Darab chanina matru v'nafik bay. The gears that I have, the Gemara thought it's not hadah because it's missing. Our Gemara is a little different. It's because it's ma'os. You see bites on it, you know. So it's nishkefelech. You know, your wife might buy a tomato that might be missing a little, but if you see a bite in it, you don't buy it, right? Va'afavid the esrog is called mitzvah sochila kiven shenisher ba sheer latzeis. Well, again, the Rosh also says you have to leave over a sheer latzeis boy. Okay. Now comes along Shulchan Aruch. It says also, here's the story. Just the interesting zach. Esrog achaser is possible, right? Now, Baruch Shem, we have...
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
But in the old days, it wasn't so common, right? I don't know if the pshat was we didn't have that many Yisraegim when I was a kid. Our parents came from Poland, and the Poland didn't give kids because they couldn't afford it, right? But many communities did not have enough. They didn't have the communication, didn't have the traveling. There were places there were a very big shortage of Dalminim. So at the time of the Truma Sedeshin, right... So what happened? There was one esrog in the whole town. So somebody came with a meridik esrog achaser kosher for the last day. So they took the esrog and they chopped it up into thousands of pieces and gave every party a piece of esrog. Truma Sedeshin said, that's no good. He says, why? He says, because that's not called an esrog. It's called, when you eat chicken, what do you say? I'm eating a chicken. You're not eating a chicken, you're eating a piece of chicken. If you eat achves was a whole chicken. I mean, there are people who could do it, right? They put the whole chicken in front of them. Okay, fine. So you're saying I'm eating a chicken, right? I'm eating a piece of fish. An esrog is called an esrog, even if it's missing. So of course, it's an esrog. But once it reaches a certain degree, it's only a piece. That's not called an esrog. That's basically the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, not in the gas per se, but that's what the nekuda was. So the Magen Avraham says, Choshe and kosher, im nisha ba kashir kadei letzas ba tur, which is the rush that we just saw, which is the toisus. Kosav aran, davka kshinishtar ruboy, like we said, v'shmo alav, most of it is still around. We bring the whole story with the Chum Sedeshin. Rakshi shar kebeitza, has to be left over kebeitza. Why kebeitza? Because that's how we paskin what the shear is. So let's try to be mechavan to kivegas kosher. The Gemara says like this, we know we need hiddur, right? What does hiddur mean? So Moshe Yisrael learns it from the Pasuk, pre-eitz hadur. Just the Ritva explains very beautifully, what is a pre-eitz hadur? Basically means a beautiful fruit from a tree, beautiful. But Chazal and Makabel, different reasons why, that it means what we call an esrog. Does anybody know why it's called an esrog? I'll give you a hint, it's on your ksuba. No, okay. In Yuxuba it says, Mechol Shvar Erig Nichsen, from all good, coveted Nechosim. You gave your wife your best. The best shirt on your back, okay? Right? Your wife, you know, for your Yuxuba, Loisachmoid, Loisaragig, that means, Ragug means to covet something. When we say in Hebrew, Chemda, modern Hebrew means cute, right? Chamudi. Doesn't mean that, means to covet. It's a coveted fruit. That's what it means. Iragig. By the Eitz Hadas, it says also Nechmad Lemare. The Unkula says Iragig. So Irag Esrog is Aramaic for a coveted fruit. Okay. How did the Chazal know this? So that they make drushes. But the word Hadar really means beautiful. A Ritva says it's a let's just use the words Shema Toyer and Shema Etzem. Shema Etzem means a noun. And Shema Toya means an adjective. In other words, it is a pre-eitz, that's what you call it, the beautiful, the most beautiful fruit, but also describes it should be beautiful. So that's the din of hiddur mitzvah by esrog. It's a special din. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to argue on that. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can use a esrog a yovesh. Misha says it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda comes out, you mash it. Frek the Gemara. You're telling me Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need hadar? Let's just go through this. Shakavatai Gemara. Hayorik kakasi. Something is as, we'll use the word yorik like we use nowadays, green. Tosfos brings it. Gimel, reish, yud, nun. I guess that's green. It's a shiloh. Maybe it means some kind of aqua, some kind of whatever it is. kekar. It's as green as a, I guess, a leek, they call it, right? Rav Meir Machshir, Rav Yehuda Poisel. Why is Rav Yehuda say it's possible? La mishum de boy hod. It's not nice. It's not beautiful. A nice esek, let's just say, is yellow. So you see, he does hold the vod. Loy mishum de lo gomer peri. As we all know, we've seen green tomatoes. Why are they green? They're not ripe. So therefore, if they're not ripe, it's not called a pri, right? It's not a pri is something you can eat. A esek that's green is you don't eat. It's not. That's the reason. Toshma. Now the Gemara again asks, how could you tell me if he doesn't hold of Hada? Sheer Esra Kotten. Reb Meir Oime Ke'egoiz. Reb Yehuda Oime Ke'beitza. Right, like we had before. Lav, is it not because Mishum de Boy Hada? The reason he needs an Esra is because of Hada. Loi Mishum de Lo Gamer Peiri. The Gemara says, no, the reason Reb Yehuda needs the size of Ke'beya is because when it's a Beya, it's a Raya, it has ripened. Right, if you see a small little, I mean nowadays they have a cherry tomatoes, but let's say the old days, or grapes, right? You see little grapes. They're sour grapes, as they call them, right? Why? Because they haven't ripened, right? So it's no good. So less than a Beitz does not ripen, and therefore it doesn't have a shame of pre-Yetz Hadar. That's what the Gemara says. So, Mela, Frekt of Kiveger, how could the Magen Avraham say that if you had an Esrik and you bit from it or became Chosar, it still has a shear? What's the reason it has to be the shear of Kebetza? No, the way Gemara comes out. Gemara Pri. So now that it's chaser, now that it's missing, right? What? It's still a Gemara Pri effect of Kivega. Let me read you the Lashon, right? And therefore, who cares that it went under the shear Kebetza? That's from Kivega's Kasha, which I'm going to read you inside in the new Shulchanos. Koshali. It's not an intrinsic shear. If you have a lulav and it gets cut and it's on the fourth fachim, the shear of a lulav is fourth fachim. It's no good. A rava gets cut at the bottom. Somebody cut it by mistake at the bottom. So it's missing the shear of three tfachim. But a esrog is not the shear intrinsically. Ela mishum de pachs b'zel lo nigmar periyoy. V'hacha the esrog ba'atzma ha yugodl. V'yadin and the nigma period, amay tzach shir kebeitza v'tzachin. Effective kivega, who cares that it went down in size? Who cares? If the whole size is why, David, because of Gemara Pri, it has a Gemara Pri. But that's what kivega's kasha. Oh, right? Let's see. Takatayse, let's see. We'll start with this. With this question. Kivega's kasha is a mayridika kasha. That's the first step, right? The problem is, who does he ask it on, Dovi? Reb Dovi? On the Magen, he's asking it on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, make sure it stays a Shir Kebetza. Right? Why is he asking on the Magen Avraham? He should have asked on Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Tor, and all the Rishonim that say that even though Reb Chanina ate it, he has to have left a Shir. Why did he hop on to Magen Avraham? Just because he wrote in Shulchan Aruch? First of all, the Magen Avraham himself quotes a Tor. Should ask them not the Torah, should ask them not the beginning. He asks at the end. Oh, exactly. That's what Reb David was trying to get to. So she is saying he's the only one who says kebetz. What does that mean? So let's look at the next Gemara. Now, we said that what is a pre-Yetz Hadar? It's an esrik, right? We know that. In fact, some Rishonim even say, the Rosh, there's a Gemara that if you only have 1 year, 3 minim, there's no esrogim that year. So what do you do? You might think you bring a quince, a rimoin, a parish, some nice fruit, and take it. Why? Lezecha ba'alma, right? Kedesha, you know, shlotishtakach teres esrog, right? Like the Velt says from the Bali Musa, even though we have no gedolim, call a guy a godl. So you should say you still have gedolim, right? My friend Rabbi Yankel Drillman says, when the Gemara says Tari v'gedula b'makam echad, it means a gadol that knows how to learn. Right? That's still, if you have a gadol that knows how to learn. Back upon him, so the Rishonim say, let's say taka a year that you don't have a lulav, you could take a different thing. Well, you don't have a rav, okay. The Gemara is talking about specifically esrog. Why? Because one might make a mistake. The Gemara says, what's the reason you don't? Sorry, I forgot the end of the Gemara. Dilma nafek churbin mine, a churbin will come out of it. Meaning next year people, instead, I gotta spend $100 on esrog, I'll buy you a 10-cent rimon, dollar rimon. So it says, oh, that's dafka rimon. Why? Because it doesn't say in the Torah Esther. What does it say? Pre-Etzada. This is also beautiful. But kapas tomorrow means a palm branch. You can't bring a banana. Everybody knows it says in the Chumash, right? But that's, so the Gemara wants to know, how do we know it means an Esther? So let's take a look at more. Tanar Bani. Pre-Etzada. Eitz. What is it called? Pre-Eitz. Shatam Eitz or Pir Yashav. That the, now, Pashirat sounds like the tree, the bark, and the fruit tastes the same, which people told me they don't. But it means the I think what it does says it means the rind, the outside, the, you know, the bark. Outside, the skin, the
bark.
The, not the bark peel. Of the tree, the peel of the esrog. If you ever open up esrog, there's very little fruit. It tastes the same everywhere. It's a, you know, tangy taste. All that. So fruit rind, it tastes the same. Have you ever esrog? Frank the Gemara, aim of palpulin. Maybe means the small pepper is called palpulin. So Gemara said maybe it means palpulin. Kedesanya. Hayor may aim a mashish shenem and tatem kol eitz. Any day shu eitz michael matam aloyme by erla eitz michael eitz shatam eitz aper. In other words, the din of erla goes even. Have you ever palpulin? So Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael has all fruits, right? All the greatest fruit. When you do the right thing, that's. So Gemara says like this. So maybe, how do you know it means what we call an esrog? Maybe it means palpulin. Here, yummy. So Gemara says, hey, chinovit, what should we do? Ninkot chada will take one. Loy minkara lekichasa. It's not, you don't recognize that you took it. It's so small, the guy's holding the little vessel, it looks like it just is, naturally, his fist is clenched, right? So he doesn't realize, oh, what are you going to do? Take a few of them, so then you could see it. So Gemara says, treit lasa. Torah says, echad arachma v'lo, it says, one, pre, hilkach, oh, that's hilkach lo yavshah. It's the second lo yavshah. Hilkach, it's not yavshah. Shutom hilkach lo yavshah. Okay. All right? In other words, so it doesn't mean palpulin. Okay, that's the Gemara. Fine. Okay, now, let's see number 15. It's of Dovi's Kasha. Yej sperm de garsin le kamon, amasinsen de esek shashayra, my time is from the heavenly mitzvah baba vera. There's a girsa that Hashem bring that the reason esrog shel asherah was no good because an avera was done with it. Which avera? You bow down to it. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat beforehand because the avera doesn't make you get the mitzvah. Avera was done with it, but it's not, I know it's lulav gozel. The gzela allows you to have the mitzvah. Over here you did a avera with the chavtza, but it's not what makes you a mitzvah. He says it's a girsa mishum beshesi. Taima, the reason is like we have the girsa mishum de mixa shirai. Since it has to be burnt, you look at it like the shear is chopped up. The esog nami boy shear ke egois o ke beitza. The afogav da mina and taima mishum de logam aperi. Yeah, yokasha. Bekomakum beinen de minka le kichasa, the mahai taima paslina le kaman palpulin. Okay? Oh. Rush basically says the same thing, we'll leave it right now. So what Rab David's really getting to is a word from Rab Aaron Kotler. Rab Aaron Kotler said this. He said like this, what's the shear of an esrog? Kibetz, that's how we pass. But, meaning why? Because nigma pri. But what's the shear of an esrog that it should be minkar lakichasa? That's ke'egos. In other words, there's two shear. There's a shear of kibetza kenikma, and there's a shear of papa. What's the nafkamina? So Baron said nafkamina. What? Oh, if it shrinks, or if you bite it. I'm sorry, if you bite it, right? It's chosa. How far down could it go? Oh, that's the pshat. Like Shia said, that's why Rav Kivega asked on the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham said till kibetza. I, all the Rishayim say Shashir, they meant the Shir of Egos, and that's what Abdavu was trying to say, that it can't be a peanut. Oh, what's a Shir? Egos. Egos is not a peanut, it's a walnut, I guess, but it has to be that big. That's what Baron's verb. That's how he touched up. He doesn't say, but the Kivek, it's just I'm in shutting the words of Tysus. Oh. Now, let's look at this Shiloh of the Avinezer. It's before the Avinezer, the Prima Godam is the Shiloh, but he goes a little more into it. Prima Godam, Chai Odom, and Orchener all go into it. And Mitzvah brings it also. Listen to this question. Esek shenit stamik tsas. Yeah? Right? Remember if you when you left out your esek, or if you do leave out your esek after sukkahs, what happens? It shrivels up. Is it kosher or not kosher? Val yidei zeh nechse kashir beitze kosher apostle. Tshuva, l'choy l'fim askanas ha-shas, atam ishrim delong pere, zeh hoya b'kabeh, gomer pere v'kosher, it's kosher. Okay? That's basically, right now, that's all we'll have to do. Was Avinezer, so that's known, that if, a lot of times in old days, remember the swagim, they used to have the hair around it, right? So if a person, your wife took it, of course, and she forgot to put it back, who else did that, right? And he said, why didn't you wrap it up? So what's the difference? Well, you'll see the next day, it shriveled up. So Avinezer says it's kosher. Okay, that's a famous psak, not only from him, from others. Okay, now I want to ask you like this. You go into a store, yeah, and you see an esrog, beautiful esrog, and you measure it and it says it's less than a beitza. And the store deal tells you it was a beitza, but I forgot, I left it overnight, it shriveled up. What's the din? What?
Sounds like it's kosher.
So in other words, we usually think about this like during sukkahs. Who had din before sukkahs? He said, listen, it was bigger, got smaller. So what's the din then? You can use it. Right? What if it shriveled to less than an egos? The essence was once huge, but went down below egos. Then what? Oh, it is possible, according to what you're saying. Why? Minkala kichas. Oh, very good. In other words, like this. So it's very geschmack what the Marik says, Pshat and Toysus. A guy walks into a store, right? An esrog dealer. And he sees an esrog that's the size of an egos. He says, egos? We pass kebeitza. He says, yeah, it was kebeitza, but it shrunk to egos. Avinezer says it's kosher. So what are you going to say to yourself now? No, I can't take a chance. Why? Because if it goes a little smaller than egos, then it'll be posel, because of minka l'kichasa. So it's very geschmack. Marik learned, Tosis meant dafka egos. Why? If it's kebeitza, and the guy tells you, it was once more than a beitza. Okay, big deal. Who cares? It's kibetza, right? Maybe it'll start shrinking. Okay, how much could it shrink? It's not going to shrink down to egos. Egos and a beitza, I guess, is a big difference. But if it's ke-egos, if it'll shrink a little more, that will be a problem. Then that mainly answers the marik and the poshup shot and tosis, not like the basis.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.